Chapter 10. Stephen Blackpool. I entertain a weak idea that the English people are as hard-worked as any people upon whom the sun shines. I acknowledge to this ridiculous idiosyncrasy as a reason why I should give them a little more play. In the hardest working part of Coketown, in the innermost fortifications of that ugly citadel, where nature was as strongly bricked out as killing airs and gases were bricked in, at the heart of the labyrinth of narrow courts upon courts, and close streets upon streets, which had come into existence piecemeal, every piece in a violent hurry for some one man's purpose, and the whole unnatural family shouldering and trampling and pressing one another to death. In the last close nook of this great exhausted receiver, where the chimneys for want of air to make a draught were built in an immense variety of stunted and crooked shapes, as though every house put out a sign of the kind of people who might be expected to be born in it, among the multitude of Coketown, generically called the Hands, a race...